بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue on the discussion in the second part of this meeting with you, and we're going to move to the points of benefit from the Noble Quran concerning at-taqwa. Concerning at-taqwa, and this class is class number 4, and we have reached point 33. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those qualified with at-taqwa will be saved, or are saved from the sin of those who meddle with the verses of Allah. They will be saved from the sin of meddling in the verses of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-An'am chapter 6 verse 68 and 69, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ وإما ينسينك الشيطان فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين وما على الذين يتقون من حسابهم من شيء. And when you see those who engage in a false conversation about our verses of the Quran by mocking at them, stay away from them till they turn to another topic. And if Satan causes you to forget, then after the remembrance, sit not you in the company of those people who are wrongdoers, oppressors and polytheists, zalimeen. Those who, now you see this point of evidence now, those who have taqwa, keep their duty to him and avoid evil, are not responsible for them in any case. But their duty is to remind them that they may avoid that mockery at the Quran. So those who have taqwa are saved from this mocking and this meddling with the verses of Allah. The next point of benefit is that it is from the causes of mercy. The causes of mercy. At-taqwa is from the causes of mercy. Allah stated in Surah Al-An'am 6, 155, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so follow him, and have taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The next benefit. Okay, this is the complete verse, and this is a blessed book which we have sent down, so follow it and have taqwa that you may receive mercy. Now, the next benefit, the raiment of at-taqwa is the best. The raiment of at-taqwa is the best raiment. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 26. ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. And the raiment of righteousness of at-taqwa, that is better. Next benefit, that it is from the means of eliminating fear and grief. It is from the means of eliminating fear and grief, as stated by Allah in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 35. قال تعالى فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Then whoever اتقى, meaning assumes taqwa, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Next benefit, it is from the causes for the opening of blessings from the sky and from the earth. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf 7:96, ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. And if the people of the towns had believed and had taqwa, certainly we should have opened for them blessings from the heaven and the earth. And that in the next benefit, the good outcome are for the muttaqeen, for those who have taqwa. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 128, والعاقبة للمتقين. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He gives it as a heritage to whom he will of his slaves, and the blessed end, the good end, is for المتقين. نعم. Next benefit, التَّقْوَى is from the means of attainment of Allah's mercy. As in Surah Al-A'raf 7, 156. قال الله تعالى ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون. ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون. And my mercy embraces all things. That mercy I shall ordain for those who are muttaqeen, who have taqwa. And the next benefit is that the hereafter is better than this life. For the muttaqeen, the hereafter is better than this worldly life. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf 7:169, والدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون. والدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون. And the home of the hereafter is better for those who are المتقين. The next benefit, it is a cause of remembrance and clear understanding and reflection at the times of glamour by the shaitan and at times of temptation by shaitan, by Satan. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf 7:201, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Verily those who are al-muttaqeen, when an evil thought comes to them from shaitan, they remember Allah, and indeed they then see aright. They will have a clear sight and reflection, clear understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from al-muttaqeen. The next benefit, at-taqwa is a cause of clear understanding and a criterion between truth and falsehood, as well as an expiation of sins and forgiveness. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8:29, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. O who you believe, if you obey and fear Allah and have taqwa of Allah, He will grant you a furqan, a criteria to judge between right and wrong, and or a making a way for you to get out from every difficulty, and will expiate for you your sins and forgive you. And Allah is the owner of the great bounty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next benefit, those qualified with taqwa are the true guardians of the inviolable house of Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anfal 8:34, إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون. None can be its guardian except المتقون. Those who have taqwa. Next benefit, taqwa is a cause of forgiveness, and mercy. Attaining the forgiveness from Allah and His mercy. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anfal 8:69 وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And have taqwa of Allah, certainly Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Next benefit. By it, Allah's love is attained. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Tawbah 9:4 إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Surely Allah loves the people of taqwa, al-muttaqeen. And also this is asserted also in Surah At-Tawbah verse 7 as a next benefit. Also we can count it. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah loves al-muttaqeen. And by at-taqwa, the special companionship of Allah is attained. Special companionship of Allah is attained. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Tawbah 9:36 وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. But know that Allah is with those who are المتقين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us from His mercy. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This concludes tonight's section on التقوى. And inshallah ta'ala we'll continue with that in the next session.